Pennsylvania football, Penn versus Columbia, November 14, 1970. As we pick up on the action, it's the middle of the third quarter, Pennsylvania 14, Columbia 14.
Three minutes minutes to play in the third quarter. We're tied at 14-14. Penn Columbia football over WXKN. All right, the critical play now. Third down, six from the 33-yard line. Slides wide to the left. There's Jesse Clark. Columbia in a nice one. Long count. A running play coming up, and it's not going to make the first down. John Skeptic, the ball carry, gets to the 30-yard line, but that is short. Bill Oakerson on the top of Hill, Pennsylvania. It'll bring him a fourth down play. And about three to go for the Columbia Lions. They have to get to the 10-26 to make the first down. Right now the ball is placed off the 10-30.
You'd expect Columbia to be going for it now, fourth and four from the 30-yard line of Pennsylvania. Bill Lee is not in the ballgame, so they will be going for the first down.
Let's see what quarterback Don Jackson will call on this crucial fourth down play. Jackson hands off to Stephen, and Jessica stops short. He did not take the first down. He was stopped at the 28-yard line, and he's got to credit Jerry Smugger up to on that play. And Smugger can't deal with a clutch tackle. Pennsylvania has held on down, and they take over at their own 28-yard line. We have about 2 minutes to half to play in the third quarter, and the game has remained tied at 14-14.
Don Jackson stayed on the ground for almost the entire third quarter, and has not been able to put any points on the ball. He's taken a little over the ball, after the third, back in the ball game.
We have an eye formation, like wide to the right to Kofi, he's still rolling to the left. There's a quick pass out to Greg Leonard, Leonard has the 35, gets up to the 40, and the runway is hit by Pat Storky, who has returned to action after an early injury. Ball well placed. Leonard coming out of the backfield, and Penn has it first and 10 at the round 40-yard line. We have about, well, we'll say 2.5 minutes or so to play in the first third quarter. First and 10 at their own 40-yard line. It took them a long time in the huddle to call this play. And finally, the coach will break the huddle and come out over the football. Leonard and Warren, the runner of Hopkins, has got that. High formation. Rob Hopkins does get the ball. Hopkins struggles forward, gets up to the 45-yard line. It's a good step of effort. A fumble on the play, but it was off to the whistle, and no harm done.
Changing the pitch for your lineup. Quick strategy for Boston.
He's flat. Walked up and took today. He's been the number two receiver. He had to try to pass yesterday, and we haven't seen him very much. He dropped that pitch pass in the first half down on the 2-yard line. He could have set up another Pennsylvania touchdown. So Kevin Luciano is the end. The coach of the flanker, Levin Hoffman, the running back, not going to clear the quarterback. Hoffman has carried 14 times thus far for 49 yards. Coming down 5 for the pleasure of that, they're on 45-yard line. Bob Hoffman gets the handoff again. He goes to the 47. There's a flag on the play. And we'll wait to see what the official will call on this one. So he's talking. Well, he's held flag on the play. The towel flew out of the field. I don't know what it was doing there. It may have been in the pocket of one of the two centers. But the towel was lying right at the 46-yard line, which made it appear to be a flag. No penalty on the play. Substitution for Pennsylvania. Rick Quick is in the lineup. The place is John Curley. Third down the two. There's 8 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here on a passing on the third down play, rolling to the right, quick one out to Greg Leavitt. Leavitt can take inside Columbia territory at the 47-yard line, and they'll be good for a first down. And that will just about do it. That is the end of the third quarter. With a score, Pennsylvania 14, Columbia 14. We'll be back with Andy London and the fourth quarter following this word.
Miracles happen when you support care. Asian families move from mud stacks to stone dwellings. Latin American communities build schools, water supply systems, nutrition and medical centers. Isolated African villages construct roads through jungles. Work miracles for the needy overseas. Send dollars to CARE. Philadelphia 19105.
Here I'm looking along with Andy Randers at the Franklin Field. We're waiting to start in the fourth quarter. It's Pennsylvania Columbia tied 14-14. Andy Randers is always here to bring you the play-by-play in the fourth quarter. And every week we tell you that Andy's bringing you another thrilling fourth quarter as we go into every single fourth quarter very close. Pleased to know you've let us down, Andy. Don't do it again.
I don't know if you're serious or not. You're just picked up.
Now, here we are at the fourth quarter. First and 10 Pennsylvania at the 47-yard line of Columbia. Macho Materia, the quarterback. Bob Hoffman and Greg Leavitt, the running back behind Franco. Handoff goes to Bob Hoffman. Hoffman picked up about three.
inside the 45-yard line of Columbia to the 43, where he's tripped by Shannon Grieve, a defensive end for Columbia. Second down and call it about 7 yards to go for the Quakers. For call it six now. Second and six. Pennsylvania 14, Columbia 14, fifth beginning the fourth quarter. In a wild and woolly first half, 14-14 at the half, a lot of fumbles, interceptions, a lot of strange plays, and during the second half, no scoring in the third period, the Pennsylvania at the 44 of Columbia. Second down and six, Michael Mature on a long count this time. Mature finally takes. Mature fakes and pitches out to Greg Lovett. Lovett hit the line of scrimmage. He faked that time to Bob Hoffman and pitched out to Lovett, and Dave Ryan, the man who intercepted a pass in the first half at the 2 yard line, came up from his cornerback position to make the tackle and throw it at the line of scrimmage. Third down and six for Pennsylvania, ball at the 44 yard line. Quakers moving from our left to our right here in the fourth quarter. Getting a little dark here, the sun behind a cloud. That's getting later in the afternoon, around quarter to four. And beginning to get a little dark here at Franklin Field. Third and six, big play for Pennsylvania. Paco Mathieu, the quarterback, one step back. Greg Lovett behind Paco Mathieu. Mathieu dropping straight back to throw. Close complete to the 40. And the 35 goes straight back inside the 35. And he's got a first down at about the 32-yard line. Paul Kalady, the middle linebacker, place kicker for Columbia, pushing Jet out of bounds, and they'll spot it at the 33-yard line. First and 10, Pennsylvania at the 33. Davidson set up the play on the left side. He cuts all the way across the field. He was open for a good second. He flipped back the pass to him. He went on the bottom to the 32-yard line. That's the Pennsylvania first down. Two receptions for Chris Jet for 36 yards. High formation in the backfield. Paul McCarthy split wide out to the left. Then tight on the right, Pete Luciano. Paco Mathieu rolling to his left. Mathieu looking deep. Going in turn. Well, we'll see. Maybe a reception incomplete at the 12-yard line. Chris Jet dropped the ball. It didn't look like Jet had any chance to catch the ball. Coming up from about the 9-yard line. And the official will be trapped at the 12. And the crowd reacting here in the background, obviously not agreeing with the official. And the official wins out as always. The third 10 of 18 passing for 157 yards. Also, the leading passer and leading total offense man in the Ivy League going into today's action. Pennsylvania 14, Columbia 14, with about 13 and a half minutes to go in the ballgame. Second down and 10 for the Quakers. All the subjects went out to the left, keep reaching out in tight on the right. Two formation in the backfield. Your two running backs are split. And off goes the one safe. On the end around, here comes Paul Vasucci, and he fumbles the ball, and Columbia will see Pennsylvania Paul Vasucci picking it up at the 42-yard line. With an end around that time, Paco Mathieu facing the one running back, began running to his left and picked out to Paul Vasucci. He was a wide receiver on the left, and Vasucci taking the ball and fumbling the pitch out, and very alertly recovering the pitch out. Columbia had three men back there, but Vasucci the first one to get to the ball, and he fell on it, and swept the ball, and now Pennsylvania has a third down and 21 yards to go. Ball at the 42-yard line of Columbia. Big play for the Quakers. Paul McCarthy again split out to the left. One running back, triple wing formation. Pete Luciano split wide out to the right. In the slot, Bob Hoffman. Paco Mathieu dropping straight back. Mathieu looking. Mathieu may be in trouble. Mathieu split at the 48-yard line in his own backfield. Loss of about 6 yards on the play. Tackle made by Joe Reed, a defensive end, and Connor for Columbia. Big quarter space, but this is going to be a big surprise. Two of the top 3 teams in the country are in trouble after 3 games. Georgia Tech leads Notre Dame by a score of 7-3. Ohio State is tied with Purdue, that score is 7-7. That was the halftime score, now 7-7 after 3 quarters. Another score, Harvard 10, round 3 also at the end of the third quarter. 4th and 25 for Pennsylvania, Chris Fisher back to punt. Fisher gets a good snap, kick low, end over end. Coming down to the 15-yard line with a fair catch by Jesse Clark for Columbia. Having a little problem right here with our batter blowing up in our face here, and we're not able to see the action. Coming on that last score, Georgia Tech 7, Notre Dame 3 in the fourth quarter. Looks like Doug Parsons, Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, may pull off the big surprise over Arrow Park season, Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Okay, Columbia back up near their own goal line, 1st and 10 at the 15-yard line. Fourth quarter, Pennsylvania 14, Columbia 14, 12 minutes left in the ball game. Hand off goes to Howland up the middle for about 4 yards, running off his own right tackle.
Sam Newman, a defensive end for Pennsylvania, making the tackle. Newman not on the spot at the beginning of the year, but has played a little bit in the last few weeks. As Pennsylvania's had a lot of injuries, and certainly the defensive end and the linebackers have been in a little bit of trouble as far as injuries are concerned. All right, second down and six, high formation in the backfield. Jackson, the quarterback. Jackson on the line top. Jackson rolling to his right. Flipping. Jackson being safe, and he's going to be thrown at the 15-yard line. Going for about a 3-yard loss that time by Mike Ellis, and again Dan Newman and Don Lucia also in on the tackle. And the ball plays back at the 15, call it 3rd down and about 10 yards to go. 3rd and 10, ball on the right half point, long side of the field to the left. Newman is currently playing a middle linebacker position, still comes in while he's pushing in it. All play ball in 3rd position.
In the backfield, going straight back to pass. Jackson looking, a lot of time. Now he's being rushed, throwing downfield, and it's tipped off, intercepted at the 35, to the 30, to the 25, and inside the 25 goes Steve Solo picking it off on the far sideline at the 35-yard line, taking a nice return inside the 25, and to the 22-yard line where Pennsylvania is in business. The ball turned over again, 13-yard interception return by Steve Solo, and the Quakers are in business at the 22-yard line. And in the first half, Steve Solo returned a punt to set up a Quaker touchdown, and maybe this will set up another Quaker touchdown. Columbia 14, Pennsylvania 14. Well, at the 22-yard line of Columbia, Pennsylvania into Justin Tower, eye to the right. Handoff goes to Bob Hoffman inside the 30 to just about the 29-yard line. Not so much running room for Bob that time, running off his own left tackle. Pick up of about 3 on the play, caught second down and 7. Quakers threatening in the fourth quarter. But 10 and a half minutes left in the ball game. Pennsylvania 14, Columbia 14, from Franklin Field in Philadelphia on the AstroTurf. Both teams 3-4 coming into the game. Columbia needing a win this week and next week for their first winning season in 7. Pennsylvania needing to go 500. All right, Poncho Masur rolling out. He's going to keep Masur inside the 15, the third of the... to the 13-yard line, and a pickup of close to 5 yards for Poncho Masur. Poncho facing that time, hard to follow where the ball was going. He kept it himself, cut inside, and Poncho had 15 yards and 7 carries for the Quakers. Third down, and with two of the spots, they spot it at about the 18-yard line, and that'll set up third and about a yard and a half. Looking at the field for Columbia, Brad Miller, the defensive tackle. Third and about a yard and a half for the Quakers. Smaller eye formation to the left. Handoff goes to Bob Hoffman. Hoffman tracking inside the 15, goes to the 14, and he's got the first down. That's inside the 10-yard line, rather than the 14, and Bob has the first down. Tackle made by Frank Dermody, a linebacker for Columbia. Ball spotted just short of the 10-yard line. They say he's near the ground, just short of the 10 for Pennsylvania. First and 10 at the 10, as Pennsylvania could make a first down. Ball not quite touching the 10-yard line. They could make a first down. Hoffman, 18 carries for 60 yards in the ball game. Okay, Carr eye to the left for Pennsylvania. Long count by Poncho Masur. Poncho rolling out, throwing incomplete to Greg Lovett at the 2. Either Lovett turned the wrong way on that play, or Poncho threw the ball the wrong way. Greg Lovett turned to the inside, and the ball came out on the outside shoulder, incomplete. Second down and 10 to go. Ball just outside the 10-yard line, very close to the 10-yard line. Columbia 14, Pennsylvania 14, 9-12 remaining in the ball game. That's about a new to right half more wide side of the field with the left. The Pennsylvania's in tight. Alan Cook in the ball game for Pennsylvania as he has been for the last two plays. He's the power man on the power eye. Handoff goes to Hoffman, good hold of the 5, and inside the 5 goes Bob Hoffman. Running straight up the middle that time. Good hold, and Hoffman went inside the 5. Running back to Hoffman, Lovett, and Alan Cook. Tackle made by Paul Palady, another linebacker, and he's made a lot of tackles today. Joe Italiano checking in for Rich Foote, and Italiano probably with a play from Coach Bob Odell. Third down and 5, ball just inside the 5-yard line. 35 to go. Pennsylvania could make a first down, as we mentioned. Very, very close to the goal line. Big play, third down play. Poncho Masur, your quarterback. Masur faking, Masur rolling, cuts inside, Masur to the 5, Masur into the end zone, touchdown. Touchdown, Poncho Masur going 5 yards. Masur rolling out that time, spotted an opening at the 5, and went in, flagged at the goal line, and Masur made the touchdown, however, and Poncho may be a little shaken up, but he appears to be getting up now, and I think Poncho's all right. They may be helping him off the field. We'll see. Pennsylvania touchdown nonetheless. Pennsylvania 20, Columbia 14. 8.5 minutes remaining in the ball game. And Poncho Masur will stay in the ball game to hold for Elliott Berry. All important extra point by Elliott Berry here. but Pennsylvania's trying to go on top by 7 points with, as we said, 8.5 minutes left in the ballgame. Top comes here, good bowling, as Elliot Gray will attempt a conversion. First now, the chip is in the air, and it's good. Elliot Gray splits the upright with the score of Pennsylvania 21, Columbia 14. We'll be back after this message. Kick carrying deep down to the 40-yard line by Septic, picks it up, he goes to the 10 to the middle of the 15, tries to cut outside, and he's tracked by Dan Newman. Good tackle by, good open field tackle by Dan Newman at the 15-yard line, and Septic tried to put a move on him, and was unable to do it that time. Septic has been successful in shaking out Pennsylvania all afternoon and has done some good running. He's a little tall, as our halftime guest down in Curtis noted, and he's done a good job this afternoon, but that time he was hit by Dan Newman and stopped at the 14-yard line, and Columbia's got a long way to go. First and 10 at their own 14, they've got 86 yards to go. High formation in the backfield, and split off to the right. Handoff goes up the middle for about 3 yards, and tackled by Tom Welch. He didn't pick up the ball carrier for Columbia. It was Curley, I believe. No, it wasn't Curley. It was Acock, the ball carrier, for about 3 yards. Curley the 17-yard line. Close to the 18. Call it second down and 16 of about 4 on the play. Columbia's numbers are a little difficult to pick up, but their white jerseys with blue numerals, and they really don't show up particularly well. Okay, second down and 6. Jackson rolling out. Jackson on a delayed drop play to Howland. Howland to the 20, to the 23-yard line. He had some open running room as he was running to the wide side of the field to the right, but was finally hit over there and stopped at the 23, short of the first down, and that'll set up third and about 2. Well, that's not going to be as short as we thought, as they brought the ball closer to the 24, and they're going to bring the chains in, and he may be pretty close to the first down.
You're bringing the numerals to the Columbia team. This is one of those things we have to be thankful that they're turning on asterisk for. We've had about 4 straight days of rain in Philadelphia. It's the type of week where, if there was regular turf on the field, it'd probably be awfully muddy. We probably wouldn't be able to pick up any numerals at all. A gain of 5 yards leads to ball about 6 inches short of a first down for Columbia. The ball spot is right around the 43-yard line, under right hash mark. It'll be a third down situation, and we'll expect to see Columbia coming out running, but it's a simple far on these third down and short yard situations.
Third and yet, less than a yard, ball at the 24 for Columbia. Final score, Georgia Tech. Well, we didn't catch that score, Norm. Handoff goes up the middle to Howland. Howland, big hole to the 30, 35, goes Howland to the 36, and he's got the first down.
The PA announcer, Franklin Phil, looking for a lot of crowd reaction by announcing the score of Georgia Tech 7. Todd Gaffney announced Notre Dame 10, but Notre Dame remains undefeated, and once again, Ohio State has that number one spot in both of the polls. We're still waiting to hear about Ohio State. They were tied to 27-7 after the recorded Texas State one play so a little bit later on today.
First and 10 ball at the 35-yard line. Jackson, the quarterback, Jackson rolling to his left, pitches out. Ball carry to the 35, 40, 45, and close to the 50 goes Mike Jones. Mike Jones coming from his flanker back position, actually a flat back position, took the pitch out that time, as going to the wide side of the field was Don Jackson rolling out. He had the trailing back, and he pitched it out, and going through the 49-yard line of Pennsylvania, first and 10 at the 49 goes Columbia. 7 minutes remaining in the ballgame, Pennsylvania 21, Columbia 14, the Columbia Lion on the move. Jackson hands off to Howland, big hole up front, and he picked up about 4 yards inside the 45, and Howland was about 85 yards rushing this afternoon for Columbia, and he wasn't a starter in the ballgame, but we've heard that we see a lot of him this afternoon. We haven't, he's gained a lot of yardage. Picked up about 6 on that play. We'll call it 5, second down and 5, ball at the 44-yard line of Pennsylvania. Moving from our right to our left on the Columbia line. High formation, power eye to the left this time. Everybody else in tight, handoff goes to Parks. Parks to the 45, inside the 45 to the 42. Had a bit of a hole as he was running off his own tackle, but was hit by Jamie Green at the 42 after an advance of about 2 yards. Dave Conroyer also in on the tackle. Jamie Green lifting off the field, ball spotted at the 42. Third down and about 3 yards to go. Big play for Columbia. Ball in the center of the field. Pennsylvania 21, Columbia 14. 6 minutes exactly remaining in the ball game. High formation this time. Power eye to the right.
third down and about three. Rolling out is Jackson, flipping out this time to Jones. Jones has got the first down inside the 35 to the 32-yard line, and they came back with a play that was successful a minute ago. Jackson rolling out. He's done some good running himself. This time he pitched out to Jones. Pennsylvania keying on Jackson as he attempts to keep the ball, and then pitches to the throwing back, and Jones having good running room, and this time he ran inside the 30 to the 33, and Tony Corrales going off the field for Pennsylvania. He's not going to... the field wasn't going to make it, so the Quakers called sign up.
Now in the last three or four plays, Don Jackson moving to his left, pitching back to Jones on the option. Jones has gained 61 yards and only 6 yards, with average just over 10 yards per game. Both tackles have been made by Drew Solo after it looks like Jones is going to break open. Solo's listed at 5'11", while Jones is looking at 6'1", but Jones looks like he's about 6 inches taller than Solo, and Solo has to fall all over him to make the tackle. Bialik runs off the field from 10 into the ball game. It's Don Luke. Also in the Pennsylvania lineup is Bill Wilkerson. Now, first down and 10 for Columbia. The ball spotted around the 33-yard line of Pennsylvania.
5:40 into the ball game. Alan Cook split wide. And Pennsylvania trying to run out the clock. Columbia undoubtedly will take some timeouts in this drive. Macho Messier giving to Greg Lovett. Lovett flips in his own backfield. That's a 39-yard line. Slams the ball down to the turf. But that clock is still running under 2 minutes now. 1:55 left in the ballgame. Pennsylvania 21, Columbia 14. And I believe Columbia is taking a timeout. No, that clock is still running. Columbia hasn't taken any timeouts. Great surprise because we believe Columbia has 4 timeouts left. Clock running. Now a minute 40 seconds. Columbia hasn't taken a timeout. They're letting that clock run out. It appears 2nd and 11 for Pennsylvania. Quakers taking advantage of Columbia's not going timeout. Minute and a half left in the ballgame. Pennsylvania 21, Columbia 14. Alan Cook split wide to the right, split in the backfield. Macho Messier rolling out, Messier rolling to his right, Messier to the 40, Messier to the 45, and Messier cracked at about midfield by Jim Callanan, and he's a little bit short of the first down. It's Macho Messier, about a yard and a half short. Has Columbia called sign up? It doesn't appear that they have. A minute and 5 seconds left in the game. Clock still running to a minute. Bob O'Dell briefly calling the game from the sidelines. Frank Armero and Mark Jay have been rotating every play. Armero just went out, rotating, presumably with the play. Last stop is 52 seconds to go. Pennsylvania head back 7. 3rd and 1 for Pennsylvania, and we'll see what happens. The referee stops the clock. Too much time penalty against the Quakers, and that conceivably could be a costly penalty right now with 45 seconds left, because 10 out of 3rd and 1 situation. And had they made it, of course it would have been 1st down, and they probably could have run off the clock. Had they not made it, they might have gone for it on 4th down. Now it's 3rd down and 5 with the score Pennsylvania 21, Columbia 14, 45 seconds left. The straight goes to the top off and breaks the tackle with a 50, inside the 50 to the 45 of Columbia. He's got the 1st down.
Penn has 3 timeouts, Columbia has 3 timeouts. Penn can run 3 plays without having to worry about a 1st down, and of course Columbia will be in a position call a timeout after every one of them and possibly take over the ball with 15 or 20 seconds to go. We'll have to see what they do. Presumably, Patrick Mathieu will be staying on the ground for Pennsylvania.
Greg Lovett, and Lovett has stopped after a 2-yard advance.
Probably the best blocking back for the Quakers. That's probably into the ball game with some extra blocking in that power eye. The ball is given that time to Lovett, who is behind Long in the power eye. Replacement for the Quakers now. Long trots out. Hoffman spots in, so maybe that destroys my whole argument. Anyhow, the ball is down at the 26-yard line where Pennsylvania has a 3rd down and 7 yards to go situation with just 25 seconds to go in the ballgame.
It was a good analysis nonetheless, Mark. Great, man. Break the tackle to the 20-yard line. It's going to be a yard short of the 1st down.
Very, very quick is up, and it's short.
Jackson's throwing complete at the 30-yard line, incomplete. It's ruled. Back to pass, throwing a sideline pass to Stark. Stark at the 32, and he gets out of bounds immediately. Back to pass, Jackson rolling to his right. Jackson throws complete to the 40, and the guy stepped out of bounds. That was Jesse Clark. And was that the last play of the ball game? That was the last play of the ball game.
magic wonder, Alan Simpson, and Jerry Jackson, back to strike the field where Pennsylvania is an even up the season record at 4-4. Guys beating Columbia by 21-14. He's trying to play a score that game regardless of the team, they're going to start off by 34-0, so that'll be setting up the last game of the season. Next where you're trying to field, Pennsylvania this time, but that was not going to have know that he's coming out to take the Quakers. Quakers are looking for a huge upset, but that was, of course, will be the first of the game, remembering what happened to them the last week of last season. Again, they were 8-0, they went down 6-0 to the Princeton Field. We've got the three-way tie-in there, we need to see Dartmouth, Princeton, and Yale. So the good way to see them coming down to the Seaside to field officer next week. What a good ball game here is Pennsylvania pick up a touchdown in the first quarter. Columbia, top 80, and they've got a 7-7. 9-14.